The genesis of our company really is software services and accessories and 3PL, and of course tech support.
What's it that you guys do in that space, and as far as the tech support side, and what does that actually look like, as a service from you guys?
Connected home is really a whole bunch of different devices that need to all work together. We interface directly with the end user to make sure that that scenario works as well as possible for them. We're there to make sure that the end user at the end of the day is happy with their purchase.
Always a ton of news that comes out of prime time. Every 6 months we get new vendors, new products, new announcements, all sorts of stuff. But that right there was the voice of Chris Carey, CEO of TechSmart USA, a new vendor, a new name to prime time this year in Houston, or this past February in Houston. And Chris and TechSmart are a company really, that brings a lot to the table and had one of the more exciting, I think, announcements to come out of primetime. That being, we've got this whole story right around the connected home and all these offerings and things that are being made available to members. But, all of those things, and not to discount them in any way, but all of those things are related to what happens before the sale, getting consumers interested in product, educated around product, and giving our members the opportunity to sell those products, whether it's doorbells and hubs and Wi-Fi routers, all that sort of stuff, light bulbs that are connected, and all that great content all those great devices. But what happens when the consumer goes home, installs them, and now what? Something goes wrong. Who are they turning to? Well, TechSmart USA brings to the table a great opportunity to sort of develop that relationship post-sale with the customer. And, they've got a new program that they're working with Nationwide for our members. And I had the opportunity while Chris was there at his first primetime in Houston to sit down and talk with him, about what those offerings look like, what the opportunities are with TechSmart, how it's going to benefit retailers and our members. So, really a lot to learn, a lot to dive into. They've got some great things going on. So, let's just go ahead and dive into this conversation with Chris Carey of TechSmart USA. All right, we're back on the Independent Thinking Podcast live from Primetime in Houston. And right now, sitting here with Chris Carey, CEO of TechSmart USA. Chris, appreciate you. You're only a couple steps away, so I didn't drag
you.
Yes,
thank you for having me. I'm the neighbor, so yes.
Well, but appreciate you stepping away for a little bit and chatting with us and joining us on the podcast.
And thanks for having us.
So, we've talked a bunch with some of the Nationwide team this week about, and with the members as well, about TechSmart and a new partnership with Nationwide. So, before we dive into the partnership, tell us a little bit about your company and the history of it, and kind of how you guys got to where you are today.
Absolutely. So the genesis of our company really is software services and accessories and 3PL. And we do that for a lot of the TV shopping networks right now. And that's really where, some of our connections came from. Software is, something that can add value. Accessories, like our hard shells and our laptop and wave stands are great things to add value to devices. And of course, tech support. And that's really why we're here, is to help out, users in a connected home space to become familiar with, the devices and make sure there's no issues, keep the returns at bay, and make sure that, the dealers have no issues, getting them out to the users.
And it's that last point that you hit on that I know has at least one Nationwide person here, one exec, Derek Matala, pretty fired up.
Yes.
So this tech support side of things, and Derek, for those who know him, is the VP of the connected home division here at Nationwide, and this connected home space has really done a lot, to the especially independent retail. I would say retail channel in general, but independent retailers. Offered them an opportunity to kind of continue that relationship with the customer after the fact, after the sale. And, what's it that you guys do in that space, and as far as the tech support side, and what does that actually look like, as a service from you guys?
Yeah, so I mean, we're there to make sure that the end user at the end of the day is, you know, happy with their purchase. You know, connected home is really a whole bunch of different devices that need to all work together, and it starts with, you know, your Google Home or your smart lights or whatever that is, and they all have to talk to each other one way or another. And so we, you know, interface directly with the end user to make sure that scenario works as well as possible for them. And we also do the tech support for the computer and the Android or iOS device in the home as well, too, because everything's all part of that ecosystem, right?
Right, right.
And if you're a home user, you may not be familiar with all those things. And even if you're a reseller, I mean, that there is kind of a little bit larger burden to learn everything that is in there. So that's where we're out to help out with all of that and try to make that easier.
And there's sort of that brand agnostic aspect of this, right? Because it doesn't, you know, kind of the connected home has, if you wanted to be a one brand type of person, the connected home is really not the space for you.
No,
it's impossible to try to stick to that one brand. There's so many options out there. That's not a hurdle for you guys.
It's not a hurdle. We're familiar with just about every platform that's out there, and every day there's some new flavor or something, you know, being released. You know, and it's being released at, you know, the $1 billion, you know, probably in the months. Every month it's a $1 billion opportunity out there, you know, to grow that space. So
that's unbelievable. So, you know, the retailer for Nationwide that is interested in something like this, what's the pitch to them? How are you presenting this to them as something that, you know, they need to think about if they aren't already?
Well, the main pitch to them is, you know, if they're having problems getting the margin story of their connected home, you know, area, you know, tweaked, adding a $36, you know, 3-year tech support with, you know, over $199 of retail value can really help you hit your margin category. And if you want to try and help out the consumer, add value at the same time, and make it a nice story for your device that nobody else has, that nobody else can shop. You know, you can't go down to your local big box retailer and find this, you know, associated with another device, right? So you are unshoppable. You add retail value. You take a lot of the risk and a lot of the pain out of your, you know, selling situation.
So then turn it around a little bit. You know, that's the pitch to the members that are here, you know, engaging with you at Primetime. So what's their pitch then? How do they pitch it to the consumer? Is this something that they would then pitch to the consumer?
Absolutely. Because this is really a big fear touch point for people in the smart home space. People don't know how to get all these things integrated, you know, and it is a little bit more difficult because there's not a GUI for every single thing that's out there. So touching and feeling.
Explain that for a second. So this is a new space to a lot of people, right? So,
right.
You know, sitting here, I have that CE background. What people are thinking GUI, what is this, stickiness or like some kind of sticky material? What's a GUI?
So a GUI is a user interface, you know, buttons to touch. You know, if you look at your smart home devices, typically there's maybe one button, right?
Yeah.
Or two.
Yep.
And so you have to set those up through your smartphone, through apps, through your PC, through whatever other device you have to do that with. And so being able to not be able to touch it, feel it, and be able to set it up as easy as that, right? And then you have to connect all those devices. There's a fear component to it.
Right.
But there, every household in the United States right now wants to be able to say, you know, hey Google, turn on my lights. You know, they
careful.
Want.
We're in a trade show. You
I
might
know
activate
we might just activate a lot of things here. Yes, you know, but everybody wants that.
Yeah.
They want their, and what they do is they usually set it up in their living room, and then they go, wow, now I need this in my bedroom. I want this in my bathroom. I want this in the rest of my home. I want my lights to turn on when I come in the driveway. And I want to make sure that my family has all these convenience items for the home.
Right.
And so it starts there. People are spending lots of money. And, you know, the great thing about it is they're coming back to the retailers over and over again because once they get it there, they're good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's going to be about growing the rooms in the house for that connected home, you know, environment.
Right, right. And, you know, the something that is interesting in – you know, we've talked about a little bit here this week, you know, with Derek and a couple of the other guys, is that, you know, from the tech support side of things, there's a huge opportunity that's being presented right now in particular. This year 2020 has been kind of pegged for a long time now as the year that something like 5G is going to become available. And that, you know, is something that the first thing that comes to mind, you know, sitting here with a smartphone, that's the big side of things, but also in-home is going to be another side where this has an impact. You know, Wi-Fi routers are going to have to be upgraded. So you talk about being able to take advantage of an opportunity with a program right away.
Right.
You know, are you ready for the amount of calls your team might be getting here?
Yeah.
You know, for tech support with, you know, what's to come with 5G.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You know, it's we're very, very scalable, and we're based in the United States. You know, we're in Michigan. We can touch this field. We can hire people on as that goes. But really, we're already staffed up for, you know, our TV shopping networks, which are really, you know, fourth quarter type of situations, right?
Yeah.
And so when you get into first, second, third quarter, you know, we've got the bandwidth to do, you know, pretty much anything. And on top of that, you hit the nail on the head with all those devices being changed out, all those Wi-Fi passwords that have to be, you know, tweaked.
Not just the routers. I think we were talking, the number is something like 20-some devices by the end of this year on average in a home are connected to a router. So think about all those passwords you absolutely forgot.
Yeah.
You're going to have to reconfigure them on a new router, type in password, email, username, all that sort of stuff. And it sounds like a nightmare. I'm scared for it.
It is. It's a lot of work, and it's a lot of time, too, to get it. Because if you're not familiar with all the back ends and how to set all those things up, you're going to just kind of drag yourself through that, and you have to Google your way through it and try to figure out, you know, what that is. And that means that the resellers are going to have to do that, too. And so, you know, that's where Derek's dream is really to, you know, make sure that reseller doesn't get burdened by that. Everybody's going to have this, right? And there's no way you can avoid this connected space. So if we're going to do it, let's do it really, really well. Be ahead of the curve. And then on top of that, let's make some money, right? And then let's make the consumer experience the very best it can be at the end of the day.
You kind of mentioned it, you know, in that this is a, when you were talking about scale, just how you guys are ready, you know, for someone that might have fear about you calling a service like this and getting connected with someone that they aren't confident, you just off the bat, you think of other call services and things like that, just confidence level might start out low. So what's done at TechSmart USA? Like, how are you guys working with those expert technicians and making sure that they're up to snuff, and what's that process like to make sure they are able to be a TechSmart USA expert technician?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's really where our sweet spot is. It starts with personality, right? Mm-hmm. You have to have a personality to want to talk to people. You know, if customer service, I mean, because there's a lot of customer service areas that, you know, people just don't want to do it, right?
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
They're in another country or whatever,
right.
And then you get, or they're not set up to actually want to take care of people's issues. Our team is kind of handpicked from those people who really want to help. They are enthusiasts in everything that they touch and do. When I say, hey, we're going to bring in smart refrigerators, people's eyes light up and they're excited, right?
Awesome.
They want to touch the new latest technology, and they want to help.
You guys are getting hands-on experience with this stuff.
Right. So, I mean, they're touching it every single day, and they love it, right? And so it really comes from passion, being able to help out users and really be ahead of the curve and help people out. And then, of course, we on the other side of it, we have to be educated, right? So there's a constant training that we're going through, looking at new devices. We're going to trade shows all the time. We're going and we're testing each one of the technicians to make sure that they know what they're, you know, talking about. And then we make sure that the ratings for each one of the technicians are really, really high. You know, and there are times when, you know, a technician will have a birthday or whatever. They'll get birthday gifts delivered to our office space. Yeah. I don't. Nobody does that for me. But they are so well loved, and they have such great relationships.
Staff, if you're listening.
Yes. Those guys over there, they are treated really, really well. So they love what they do, and that's really the secret to the success.
So what's innovation for a company like TechSmart? What are you doing to keep yourself fresh and you know, future-proof in a sense?
Well, I mean, we have a lot of different aspects for our company, and we'd mentioned the Wave Stand, which is that, you know, kind of bendable stand type thing. You know, I'm a serial entrepreneur. I would not be able to sit back and just say, well, let's just do tech support, right?
Yeah.
We want to explore technology as much because we are enthusiasts about what we do. You know, taking something like a Wave Stand or iPad case, you know, offering that to users. The other thing that we do is we license software and we create software. So we want to be on the cutting edge to say, okay, well, your computer's running slow right now because you have malware. Hey, let's build the best malware program we can build. Or let's go license software and actually include that with the devices. So it is a constant challenge, you know, and really getting back to it, software, services, accessories, and 3PL.
Yeah.
You know, making sure that the there's a value story and something new you can do with your device, right?
Yeah.
Why buy it if there's nothing you can do that's new?
Right.
You know?
Absolutely.
Adding accessories that you've never seen before, why would you want to go get the same case? I mean, it's a, you know, like we've shown off some of the different cases we have here, and like the mouths drop every time they see them, right? You're like, wow, you're doing that. That's amazing, right? This little company in Michigan, you know, it's
that's pretty cool. So pretty cool. And you know, you're here at Primetime. First Primetime.
First Primetime.
First Primetime. Yeah. How? What's it been like for you? And more importantly, maybe what type of feedback have you heard from the members that have come by and interacted with you and engaged with you here?
Well, you know, I can't say anything, you know, bad at all about this experience. This has been a great experience for us. And it's like, you know, there's a lot of people that we know here already, right? So it's kind of, you know, hanging out with your best friends and, you know, this has happened to be your business, you know, partners and friends, that sort of thing. So, I mean, for us, there was a kind of a low bar to get over. It is a different experience from what, you know, a CES
sure.
booth would
yeah,
be
absolutely.
Or, you know, when you go to other shows, because, you know, the people that are here are more interested in making money and in, you know, it really fostering those relationships,
yeah.
you know. And so, you know, shame on me for not being here sooner, but, you know, it's we're very blessed to be here. So.
No, that's awesome. And Chris, I appreciate you, you know, taking a few minutes and stepping away and chatting with us, and awesome to learn about you guys. Like I said, it's one of the services, not only Derek, but myself kind of seeing how this connected home space for Nationwide has come together. And then, you know, they had everything from the introduction into the you know, the research process of buying through to getting the products and helping members get the right product mix to now, you know, with TechSmart USA, there's this after sale, you know, a way to continue that relationship with the customer mm-hmm. and something I know we're all jazzed about. So yeah. It's neat to get to know you guys and look forward to seeing you at future shows. So
we'll be there.
Appreciate it.
So thanks for having us.
Awesome. And a huge thanks again to Chris for, you know, being there in Houston with us and peeling the layers back of TechSmart USA a little bit and giving us a glimpse at what it's going to be like and what kind of opportunities and benefits are available to Nationwide's members. So as always, appreciate you taking the time to listen to the Independent Thinking Podcast, and we will catch you next time.